Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, this is Jennifer Hellman on air, and tonight I'm really excited to have a kindred spirit on the show tonight. Her name is Renee, and she is a very talented, clairvoyant, empathic, and spiritual person who is here to do readings tonight. So if you want a reading, please start dialing the numbers. The numbers here is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it is 888-815-9756. And I just want to say this woman has been doing this for some time. And in 1996, she had a near-death experience, correct, Renee? And
yes.
Welcome to the show.
That's right. Well, thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks.
So, tell me about that accident. What did I do?
It was really a blessing in disguise. It may not have seemed like it at the time, but it was very interesting that it happened in that time period. I was really kind of at loose ends and not really knowing which way to go, and this certainly set me on a different path. So, you know, that's usually how life works, is you know, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're not where you're supposed to be mentally or physically, and you get zapped.
Yes, so, they come knocking.
Yes, yes. So it was really a blessing because it put me in a whole different direction, and, you know, basically that's how I got here where I am today. So I'm really happy about it. It was pretty traumatic at the time, though. We were, a friend of mine and I were in a vehicle traveling along, not speeding, you know, nothing out of the ordinary, and all of a sudden the vehicle just slipped off the side of the road and we went rolling, and it happened in a split second, and we were both thrown out. So during that time, I guess there was about 20 minutes where I was waiting for an emergency vehicle to arrive. I was, you know, lying on the ground, had suffered a broken neck, but I wasn't really, at that point, I didn't know what it was. And I had an out-of-body experience. So, but that was only the beginning. You know, I spent 6 weeks in the hospital and really had a wonderful time, you know, talking to everybody that I could, because I had just felt like my world had opened up. I was completely released and saw things completely differently. It was like all my priorities were in a different place. It was just amazing, you know, the eye-opener it was. So.
Yes. Well, we actually have a caller. Are you ready to take a caller?
Sure.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Yes, hello.
Can I have your name and your birthday, please?
It's 11568.
And your first name?
Yes, his name is Robert.
Robert, okay. And what's your question tonight?
I'm just trying to, trying to get a good direction as to finding work or income. I've just been having a struggle with it and trying to figure out where to kind of lean myself right now.
116, and your name is Robert, did you say?
11568, yes.
Okay. I can hardly hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's 11568.
Okay, great. All right, let me see what comes through for you as far as the work goes. You are really at a turning point, aren't you? I'm sensing that you're just feeling very, there's a lack of direction. Like you really are losing your excitement for life, because your career is just kind of falling flat. It's like the air has gone out of the balloon.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you have a wonderful personality and great communication skills, and I can see that you're charming too, and well liked in the workplace, and you're also practical.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like any kind of sales or teaching,
well, what
even politics would be a good thing for you to look into.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know I have Martin Luther King's birthday, so I kind of try to shy away from talking too much. So politics, maybe not.
Well, in politics, it's always behind the scenes. The administrators, the advisors.
Yeah.
So there are.
Yeah, and administration would be great for him.
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
You're a Capricorn. You're very businesslike.
Uh-huh.
An earth sign.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, every aspect of life needs some grounding.
Yeah.
And that's where your sign comes in, is the grounding part of things. But you're wonderful with the public, with dealing with public, with people. And I think that's where the politics comes in. So I do sense that you're getting ready to start something really, really big, really different than what you've been doing before.
Good. I'm hoping on something. I'm trying to put the energy out to attract something new and big, because I feel like we're at a turning point here on the economy and stuff, and I just kind of want to step in line with something that'll be positive and grow into the next thing.
Right.
You know?
Jennifer, I can't hardly hear him.
And I can hardly hear him as well. The other thing I want to say is you're kind of a person that you do better one-to-one than in a group.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also getting that you really have a calming energy with people, even though you're very shy and you don't like you say, you don't like talking to people too much. You really, just your presence is very, very calming.
Oh, that's good.
So because of the grounding aspect of your sign. But I really think the something to do with politics would be good, because you need more excitement. You get
mm-hmm.
bored if you're doing the same thing all the time. You need
right.
variety.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
true.
And also, even some kind of counseling would be very good for you.
Uh-huh.
But I do see the teaching also being very good, but more like a tutor.
I see.
Or something like that would be, because you need the one-to-one more than a group. You get overwhelmed by the energy.
Yeah.
If you have too many people around you.
Yeah, you're right. I'm kind of a sensitive, so I pick up more than I can process sometimes.
Well, that's,
you know,
that's
you
actually
know
something that I'm getting, that Spirit's trying to work with you, so you learn how to shield yourself from all this energy.
Uh-huh.
Robert, you really need a cause to promote.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you're lacking.
Passion.
Whatever you're doing now. You need a cause.
You need
whether
right.
it's
that you
yourself or product, or I mean, you have to promote. That's,
you're right.
That's what you. That's what the rest of your life is going to be centered around, is promoting a cause.
That's good. It's good. I like that. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate that. Some
so good luck.
Great
you
insight.
You have lots
calling,
of things
Robert.
To. You have lots of things to explore. So good luck to you.
Thank you, dear. Appreciate your
okay.
insight.
Thanks for calling.
Yes.
And my website, too. I don't know, Jen, if...
Oh, please, tell them.
Yeah, we need to tell everyone, readingsbyrena.com.
Beautiful
so you can always
website.
Find me
I just
there.
Looked at it. Very
okay.
nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you,
you.
Dear.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
So let's repeat that one more time. You can get private readings from her by... What is the website again?
It's Readings by Raina. Readings by Raina, RAYNA.com.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, you had a near-death experience. You had an out-of-body experience. What was that like?
Well, it was more near-fatal. It was very interesting, because it really wasn't as if, like I've read of other experiences where people are lying on a hospital bed or on an operating table or whatever, and they're up in the corner of the room looking down at their body. That wasn't exactly my experience. I was aware of you know, of myself lying on the ground. But I was also very, it was almost like I'd crossed over already. I was in that other, in the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to spirit and my mother, who had also passed over in 91, just a few years before that. So they were carrying on a conversation, and I was aware of that very much. And honestly, it was the most peaceful feeling. Just, I knew that everything was going to be okay. I didn't know what my injuries were exactly, but I knew I was fine. And that's what really was interesting to me. So,
And from that, do you feel like your mother is with you more often now, or you sense her presence more?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I feel like she was before, but I wasn't as aware of it as
right.
I am now. Yeah, I make a point to be more aware of it than I was before. So, yes, it was really a blessing. I was very blessed to have that in my life because it really has opened me up.
Mm-hmm.
And increased my perceptivity, and opened my third eye, and you know I have this gift now that I can help so many people. This is why I'm here.
Now, you've got a master's degree?
No, I don't have a master's yet. I'm working.
Well, you're working on your master's. You have a degree from the American Institute of Holistic Theology.
Theology, right? Uh huh.
And
in metaphysics, they have many different things available. But
yes, they do. It's a wonderful institution.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you're an entombment practitioner. Do you want to explain how that's different than Reiki?
It's just a different energy technique. Reiki is hands-on on the body. Entombment is using your hands off of the body, and it focuses on working with the endocrine system, which are the seven glands.
Right,
major glands in the body, which really is our connection to the spirit, and a major way of healing, you know, mentally and physically.
Now, can
so
you do
it? It's very much the same as Reiki, but just a little bit different. Just
so you can do it long distance as well.
Yes, absolutely, just like Reiki.
Mm-hmm. And people can get one of your energy healings. They can figure that out on your website?
Absolutely. Sure. That's all part of it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. So how did you get into the attunement and the Reiki? And, I mean, obviously, what was the first clue? You were laying in the hospital and say, oh, I think I'm a psychic now. I mean, what was it that kind of clued you in that this is what you're supposed to be doing?
Well, it came about very gradually, actually. And I was doing massage therapy energy work before this happened. So I kind of had a beginning
yes.
in this direction, but the accident was kind of what, you know, when the fly hit the windshield. And that just really sped things up a little bit because I knew that there was something more to this. And I knew that there was a reason that the accident had happened because I already understood that, you know, things happen for a reason.
Yes. And we do have another caller.
All right.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Jen. It's Christina.
Hey, Christina. What is your birth date?
April 29th, 1959.
And what's your question tonight?
November 1st, I'm going to be starting a new MS therapy called Tesarbre, and I wanted to get some feedback on it.
And what is it called, Christina?
Tesarbre. It's spelled T-Y-S-A-B-R-I.
Okay. And this is for your MS?
Yes.
How long have you had that diagnosis?
Since 2000, diagnosed, and symptoms for a couple of decades.
Okay. Yeah. I'm feeling this is going to be a very successful therapy for you.
Yeah. Third time's charm?
I'm sorry?
Third time's charm. It'll be my third different MS therapy. So
you haven't really had much improvement with the other things that you've tried, have you?
No. In fact, I got all the side effects on the first one and the second one.
Right. So you're not taking those drugs any longer,
no.
Right? Correct? Good.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, there are side effects with this also, but I'm feeling like there's going to be more improvement.
Fantastic.
And also, energy work would be wonderful for you, as well as massage therapy. Do you get massage therapy at all?
Well, actually, we have a Reiki circle going on probably like once a month right now. And I am just learning about Reiki myself.
Good. Yes, because when you're not at the circle, you can do it on yourself. That would be wonderful for you.
Are you planning on getting certified, Christina, in Reiki?
I know. I hadn't even thought about it, Jen.
Hello? You're having a Reiki circle in your home.
Yes.
And you haven't thought about getting certified.
No. I just love having the people in my home, and it's a really good energy, and it's just, you know, the blessing is having the people in my home and just, you know, that relationship.
You are such a giving woman. The other thing I'm getting about your MS, have you done a lot of work on emotional issues?
I have. It's been a long time and it's different issues, so it could be, you know, of course, new cycle in life, so new issues.
Right.
That
you keep digging deeper and deeper.
Yeah, because it's been probably 11 years. Ooh, there's that number.
Wow.
And, so anything 11 years or 96 and earlier, I've released all of that and dealt with it, and a lot of good things have manifested and come forward, and doors have opened, and more doors have opened, and more learning and more fun and adventure.
Well, Christina, I believe that anything can be cured, and especially MS does come from, everything comes from emotional issues. You probably understand that too, since you're familiar with Reiki and being in that circle of people. So everything can be cured. And meditation is also very good for the pain.
Mm-hmm.
But
Jen actually had the privilege of watching me go through some of the MS. It's not visible until someone's been with me for about 3 hours. And then it's like the ever-ready battery just gets a little bit lower.
Uh-huh. Right.
And so she got to witness it.
Yeah.
Cool. I just wanted to know, because this is a once-a-month treatment. You go into the hospital, and they're actually going to be doing IV. It's an infusion. And it's new. It's just been approved by the FDA. So I'm actually the first person at this place. I'll be their first person.
Wow.
And there are side effects, 1%.
Yeah.
Death.
Well, you know, I'm not getting that you're
going
to get much of them.
And I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask, because the first two, I was in those low percentiles where I did experience the side effects. However, this new treatment is for those who can't do those treatments. So I just thought, all right, I'll ask. But you got a positive read on it.
Seeing is that you're, because it may be because of the treatment, but and your Reiki and everything else you're doing, your MS will improve. I don't see it getting worse at all. It's going to improve.
That's good. That's really good. So, another question is, I was speaking to a friend. I'm a Christian. Of course, a lot of Christian faiths have different Christian fundamentals. And I don't believe that we are sleeping when we die. And then this faith does believe that we are asleep. However, Jen will also share with you that I know that people who have crossed over visit me. I was wondering how to, and if I should, strengthen my intuition. Or just let it go and flow in the way it's been going.
Yeah, what is her question?
Yeah, Christian, I'm not quite sure what your question is.
I'm sorry, I can't hear her.
How do I sharpen my internal skills that I have with intuition?
The more you use it, the more it will develop.
Okay, and then should I even do that?
Yes.
Okay.
You know that.
No, I don't, because I'm getting confused.
I'm going to be interviewing you pretty soon on this show.
I'm getting confused because it's like I live two worlds.
Yes, and me and Raina were just talking about that balance.
And so with my fundamental friends, it's a totally different conversation. And then with my other friends, I can't share what it's like, all right, I feel like I'm walking two paths.
Whatever is your true sense and your true self is who and what you are, and that's what you need to really embrace and show to anyone, regardless of what group you're with. You just need to be you.
Actually, I kind of already knew that, and I'm pretty different, so...
Do you have anything else to add there?
I think she's asking about her fundamental Christian friends versus other people in her life, understanding her intuitive skills, right?
Right. Well, I mean, both of them, we all have energy, and energy comes from the same source. And whether we just give credit to God or whoever, I mean, I always give credit to God because of the faith in me. But for me, it all comes from the same source.
Well, we understand that, but we're coming more from a spiritual aspect, I guess. Fundamental Christians sometimes don't understand that, the differentiation there, and sometimes see psychicness or astrology or any of these tools that we use for intuition as something that's not godly. But it is all godly.
Right.
God made it all.
However, even in church, I saw it as all godly.
Right.
So is it just that the veil was being lifted? Or it's just confusing to me. Again, I understand, though, that confusion means growth. Or at least I was told that.
Yes.
In my head, I was told that confusion means that you're growing. And so cool.
So out of confusion and chaos comes clarity.
Okay. And I want clarity.
The paradox in life.
Yes.
Thank you for being on the call.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
I can hear you very well. I think I missed out on half the conversation.
Jen, I so appreciate you.
I so appreciate you.
All right, talk to you later.
Thank you so much
for calling.
Bye. Now, in your practice, do you do much teaching of opening up people's intuition, or...
I don't. Do it from a. I don't do it from a structured place, but
right.
I think I do that indirectly. Just with doing massage therapy and energy work with my clients and conversations that I have with them. I don't have any classes, you know, that are particularly for that, but I feel like I'm more a psychotherapist sometimes than a teacher, than a massage therapist. So, you know, it all goes together. It's just all a growing process for all of us, you know. And it's such an exciting journey.
Yes, it is.
It really is. I learn so much every day. And the more you know and the more you learn, the more you realize you have so much more to learn. It's really fun.
It's a never-ending adventure, really.
It is. There is so much out there.
Yes, there is. And we do have another caller. Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Good evening. This is Rosemary.
Hello, Rosemary. And when is your birthday?
July 19th.
And what's your question?
Having some current health problems. Will they be leaving by the end of the year?
I'm sorry, Jen, I can't hear.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
I'm having some current health problems.
Yes.
Okay.
Seem to be dealing with allergies, which I'd never had before in my whole life. And will they be leaving by the end of the year?
He's asking about allergies and if they're going to be...
I got it. It's more respiratory and sinus stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I can feel it. This year, you've had more stress than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all coming from an emotional, stressful place. That's how your body's manifesting the stress. So once you realize that and get a handle on what's causing the stress,
mm-hmm.
your allergies are going to dissipate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've been working on myself.
You've been listening to the show?
Pardon? No, she's been working on herself.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, and see, you're already aware of that, so you knew what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's an old saying, "Dear God, I forgave everybody. Now can I have my power back?"
Oh, that is so, that's powerful. Yeah.
And very true.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're very intuitive yourself.
I am. And,
yes.
I can't always say... that I, it's hard to prove what you know.
Uh-huh.
So I don't say a lot.
But you feel like you have a deep understanding and a deep knowing.
And more, I think that some of the stress is self-applied because I wish to manifest that at a deeper, powerful, and more everyday level.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sensing so many changes and really want to have all of those skills in the right place at the right time.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. They're definitely lining up.
I don't need a hospital bed.
No.
No.
So are you planning on doing something with your intuitive gifts professionally?
I'm already doing that.
That's what I figured.
Mm-hmm. I just need to, I would very much love to sharpen those gifts and make them stronger and better and more in service to self and others.
Wonderful. And how would you, what are you thinking about doing?
I'm thinking about going to school and taking some additional courses in hypnosis.
Good.
What I'm really looking at right now is doing some hypnosis and courses on decluttering your life. Because we need to do that so much. So much is so cluttered.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that would be a wonderful way of being in service and bringing light to a person and letting them see everything they've held on to may not be necessary.
Definitely. That hypnosis is a wonderful tool for opening people up.
Yes, it is. As in NLP.
Oh, yes. I love the stories. You tell the story and then somebody goes, I get what you meant. It's 2 days later, though.
Yes.
Very, very much so. So the stress has just been trying to push through the eye of that needle and get things all together?
Uh-huh, right.
Okay. That I can deal with. I mean, so it's all self-applied, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But the, another saying is, healer, heal thyself. So you're definitely on the right track.
Have you read any of Brian Weiss's work?
No, I haven't.
You look up his books. He would be great inspiration for you.
Thank you.
He's an MD, but he certainly turned it opened his work in hypnotherapy took him to a whole different level.
Yes. He did a lot of past life regression.
Yeah. It's fascinating reading. You would just love it. Brian Weiss, Weiss.
I am writing as I'm talking.
Yes.
And he does a lot of talks, so you might check on his website or check on hayhouse.com.
Mm-hmm.
And go see him. He's an amazing speaker.
He was very straight-laced, too, very, you know, medically oriented in the beginning. And he completely just did an about-face.
He was not a believer in past life regression at all. And his own personal experience kind of opened him up saying, well, maybe there's something to this.
Yeah, yeah. It's really fun reading on his book. You're on the right track.
Thank you so much. I mean,
you're welcome.
The spirit is that if you have only this amount of time to make it, and after that you're going to be roasted and toasted if you don't, that's not God. That's
No.
So thank you for giving me some tools, and I definitely am going to look into Brian Weiss's work. And
thank you. You're doing wonderful things. Keep up the good work. That's exciting.
The work you're doing, too.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Oh, a lot more people coming out of the closet.
I know. That's great.
It's wonderful.
She's going to do.
And it's, the more people are going by their intuition, I think this world will be a lot better.
Well, yeah. We've come so far away from spirit, you know, and that's where our downfall has been as far as humanity overall.
Yes. And the lack of trust also is something that I've noticed. A lot of people are afraid to trust themselves and trust other people around them.
Right.
So.
Right. And, you know, everything has to be what you see. And people don't trust something they can't see, which that's where the real truth is in what you can't see.
Yeah, it's like she says, you know, it's hard to say something because people want proof. And if you can't prove it.
Right.
And
but
yet.
She knows. She has a deep knowing.
She's
very on track with her intuition. You know, but love is what, you know, holds this planet together.
That's
and you
definitely.
certainly can't see it, or you know the God force you can't see. But that's what this is all about. These lives that we're living are all about. So.
Yeah, and understanding that love is within you, and the more you radiate, the more you'll get back. And,
right, exactly.
And it's very interesting. I have noticed in the last couple of days, people calling me and saying, "Okay, what's going on?" Everything's going awry, and I just say, Mercury retrograde.
Uh-huh.
And they all go, okay, now I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, it says on your website you really don't do astrology, though you do have an understanding of it.
I do, yeah. It's such a complex science that I really haven't had time to study it as much as I'd like to. But I've read about it since I was in high school, and I'm always getting astrological readings, you know. So, and I have friends that are astrologers, so it's something I'm pretty close to.
Yes. So, what other? I mean, you're getting your master's in.
It will be in metaphysics. Metaphysics also. can't even talk.
Oh, you're doing great. So what else do you think you can offer people? I mean, what is your message you're trying to get across?
Just me.
Just you.
Just me. Actually, I believe I'm here just for support and encouragement for people and to help give them strength, because this is a very fearful place that we're living in and a very fearful time. There's lots of fear. You know, they say that fear is the opposite of love. And, you know, we need more love and less fear. So that's what I'm working on, to help people on their path.
Mm-hmm. So very simple. What are some of the things that you have done to overcome your fears?
Actually, the accident was a biggie, because I realized at that point that there really wasn't anything to be afraid of. You know, I came very close to being 6 feet under. And, you know, it turned my whole life around, but I realized that could still happen. You know, there are no guarantees at any point in our lives. So I think that's what a big thing was for me, realizing that, you know, life is very fragile, and we have to make the most of it while we're here. And I realized really what's important in life, and that's, you know, love, our families and friends, and helping each other, encouraging each other along the way. It's not certainly about the stuff, you know, that we have. In fact, I've given up just about everything I've ever owned. I've just, you know, pretty much simplified my life down to bare bones, and it feels really good.
So you've done the decluttering that she was talking about.
The uncluttering?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure, it makes that really necessary in many ways.
It really does.
It opens up so many things. Even just switching furniture just slightly can just open up things so amazing.
Uh-huh. That's why feng shui is such a big thing. Yeah, but it does. It changes the whole energy.
It really does.
Around you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So, did you really feel like, when was it that you did a reading and you felt comfortable about it? I mean, do you understand what I mean? I mean, here you are, you're laying in the hospital with a broken neck, having conversations with God and your mom.
Right.
And did they just basically say, well, you're supposed to be doing psychic readings?
No, you know, that didn't come for a long time. But I have always done readings. I have always read people.
Yeah.
Now that I'm so aware of it and I'm doing it professionally, I remember in grade school I was reading people. I can remember exact instances where I was reading exactly what kids were thinking. And I knew exactly what they were feeling. And I've always been very empathic. So, in a way, that's very difficult, because you can pick up on people's feelings, and you're feeling what they're feeling, and it is so. It can be hard just getting through the day sometimes.
Yes,
depending on who you're around, because you're getting all this stuff, and it's not coming from you; it's coming from everybody around you.
So how did you learn discernment of what is your feeling and what is somebody else's?
Well, you know, that took a long time. I'm not really sure I'm very good at that now, even. It's really hard to put that boundary there, because I can really, you know, even talking to people on the phone or even remotely, you know, if I'm really close to that person, I can pick up on what they're feeling and what they're thinking. So, it's very difficult sometimes to know if it's my feeling or their feeling.
Well, are you picking up the feeling? We do have another caller.
Yes, I heard that.
Hi, it's Jordan.
Hey, Georgianne.
Hi.
How are you doing, Georgianne?
Having my favorite people on the phone. I
oh. And you, likewise.
Yes.
Yes.
Could you have a question for...
I'm sorry?
Do you have a question tonight?
I think you can't get two for one very often, so I thought... I thought, this is a deal. Anything that you guys want to pick up for me is fine. Anything generally that seems that a message, any message that you want to deliver to me, I am open.
I'm just getting success. I'm just getting a really strong aura of success for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, me too. You know, and it's still in radio. Sorry?
That's music to my ears.
Why are you so nervous right now?
Me?
Yeah, I just, I'm just picking up, it's probably more excitement about one of your next guests coming up in November, maybe,
oh,
that I'm picking up.
Oh, exactly. That always makes me excited, so yeah.
Would you like to tell the listeners who's going to be on your show, and please,
well, I sure
do
didn't
give a
want to
plug
make this
for your
about
show.
Me, but at all, but no.
No,
Banyan
go ahead.
Brinkley.
Go ahead.
Banyan Brinkley is going to be on my show November 6th.
And that's on
that.
Tuesdays.
Yes.
And how can they find you in this wonderful interview you're going to have that's going to last 2 hours and probably longer?
Boy, I sure didn't plan to promote it, but I thank you.
Hey, go for it.
It's georgianne.com. It's GEORGIANN.com. And he will be on in November 6th. Of course, I have a lot of great guests, and I have archives, too. But, yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Oh.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite people. As are you and Raina.
Oh,
that's
you.
Why I had to call in. I thought, oh, two great people.
Likewise.
You know, Raina's a voice sensitive, and I really was attracted to the fact that she tunes into people's energies through their voice, and I thought that was really cool, and she's really good at that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yes, and we might as well tell the listeners that Georgianne is the one that introduced me to my wonderful guest.
Yeah.
And she didn't even realize, nor did either one of us, but both me and Raina are born on the same day, so we're kindred spirits as well. So
it's kismet.
Yes, it is. It really is. So it's always fun. So do you have any other questions? You got to have a question.
Anything? Well, you know, I'm always concerned. I'm always interested or concerned about career, business, stuff like that. So that's why I was just leaving it very much open, because I feel like whatever needs to come through will come through. So
I'm still seeing you meeting someone, a very significant person, in November.
Ooh.
As far as romance goes,
I see it too.
I'm still seeing. Are you, Jen?
That's why I've been hinting to her to open up the relationship, because she's been like, no, I'm focusing on business and that's
it. I know. But if you and I are both telling her that, she'll have no choice.
There's a balancing thing you need here.
One of these days I'll get it through my head, all work and no play makes Georgianne a really dull person.
I don't know if you could ever be dull.
You're not dull.
But you know, I'm always inquisitive about career and business, and you know, and I never ask about love life. So I guess I gotta work on that. You know, we all have something to work on, and that's my thing to work on.
Just open your heart to the possibility.
See, if you guys keep talking to me about that, eventually I will.
Yeah, you'll break down eventually. But I don't think you're going to have a choice when you meet this person.
No.
It'll just be like stars in your eyes. Just it's just going to be so very sudden.
That's good. So he'll be worth the wait then. You're both agreeing on that, I
guess. Oh, yes.
Well, that's a good thing.
Thank
definitely.
You for validating that, Jen. I appreciate that, because I've been telling her this for a while.
But it's like, I like to do it. I just like to hint and see what her reaction is. And she just kind of just shuts down at that point. And it's just
she
like,
goes, She goes right back to business.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's funny. I never ask about love life, and it's like that's what everyone wants to talk about with me.
Even
Dan and Brinkley, of all people, that's what he wanted to talk to me about.
Now, your favorite person.
I
and
know.
And we're not insulted, but he's even saying something to you.
Everybody's more concerned about my love life than me. So maybe it's a time I start getting concerned about it, too.
No, it's not that you need to be concerned about it. Just be open to it.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I guess I picked the wrong words. You're right. You're right.
Because love is supposed to be wonderful and joyous. And, you know, everybody has their little bumps in the road, and sometimes it really hurts. But overall, I mean, you learn from the experience, and you regroup, and you pick up the pieces, and you see what happens.
Well, you know, here's a good question for both of you, since I have, you know, double dipping here. No, when you say be open to something, I mean, how do you do that? I mean, to someone that has been so focused in one direction, how do you suggest someone become more open? I feel like I'm the interviewer, but I'm just...
Well, you were saying you wanted to be the co-host for the show, and
now,
here you are.
Now, I'm really... Because when both of you are saying to be open, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, and deep down inside I'm saying, no, not okay, because how do I do that? So,
you're blocking it right there by that kind of thinking, too.
Yeah. How are you... Okay, you always tell me you're open to whatever guests are going to come to your show.
Uh-huh.
Same principle. Just be open to someone new coming into your life.
It's just making room for that to happen,
right,
for the process. It's making room for it. And
you know,
affirming
I'm so programmed. I guess that's why I'm asking, because when someone is so programmed in one direction, I think we do have a tendency to get programmed. I mean, when we get fixated on one thing, we don't know how to think outside that box.
Yeah.
And I have to say that I've been so focused on my career and my business, especially when you're an entrepreneur or when you own your own business. It's so easy to get very super focused on the tasks at hand or the issues at hand. So that's why I thought if you had any real handy suggestions, maybe meditation.
Meditation, but also, you know, I'm like you. I focus on business, and if, you know, I've had the blinders on, and I'm sure I had possibilities, and I said, no, I don't think so. But yet, they're kicking it to me, too, so you're not alone.
Because it's a passion. I mean, when you have a passion for something that you want or love or, you know, it's just trying to find to make the space in your thinking for something else.
And think of it this way. I mean, you have a passion. Don't you want to share it with someone?
Well, sure. I mean, yeah. But still, I mean, you know, we have this idea of where we want to be in our life maybe when that happens. I guess maybe that's another way of putting it.
Well, you're also limiting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, I have to have, you know, A, B, and C before I have D, E, and F.
Right.
Well, Spirit sometimes will give you A and B, but he'll throw in H, G, Z, and X before the other letters come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And the alphabet doesn't always fall in line.
Yeah.
You'll get all the letters.
Mind, I've always been open to relationships. I've always been open to that possibility. But then when everyone says I'm not open, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not doing it right. I guess I'm not really open.
No, if
no one's picking up that I'm open, then I guess I'm not open.
It's the way, it's like you don't, your energy is just so focused on business.
Right.
It's like you're almost... You got that laser on one point, and we're saying, you know, open up the blinders and see who's outside. You know, you might have somebody who can help you out, who can share, you know, the sorrows, the pains, and the joys with, and be equally a part of your life. Though I have a feeling that you're afraid that you're not going to be able to balance both. That the relationship will be a distraction and throw you off whack. In reality,
well, I guess my male dog here is not love life, right?
He's kind of small.
I guess Herbie is going to be so jealous.
And I love him dearly.
Oh, he is going to be very jealous.
Oh, he will be so jealous.
You're going to be doing the same thing I did with Stone and have say, you'll need to, I always say, you have to pass the Stone test. And if you get past Stone, then there's a chance for us.
Yes.
So far, nobody passed that test, and now Stone's gone, so I have to find another dog.
Yeah, my dog's very protective and very territorial, so, and he's only 4.5 pounds, go figure that one out. But, yeah, he is.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I will definitely take your advice to heart and your guidance to heart, and I'll work on opening up just a little bit more. You never
just
know.
Make,
it might just be,
make room.
This could be why I had to call in, to open me up in time for a next time.
Yes. Just make room in your life and your thinking. Just make room in your thinking for something to come in.
Okay. You know, just
because
like
it's going to happen whether you do it or not. I get that. Don't you, Jen?
Yeah, yeah. It's like somebody's going to sneak out the back door.
Uh-huh.
And that's
yeah.
the thing. Make sure the back door is unlocked.
It's just timing, and the timing is just about here, so...
Okay, now you're going to make me nervous, Raina.
We'll coach you through this. Don't
okay.
worry. You'll be fine.
All right, as long as your phone line is always...
Yeah,
yeah,
you know it is.
For me. You know you can call me anytime you want.
Oh, it's definitely open for me. So
well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Love you, sweetie.
Love you, too. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
Congratulations on your great show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you want to plug it one more time?
I'm sorry?
Plug your show.
Oh, thank you. It's georgianne.com. It's the website. It's GEORGIANN. And the name of the show is called Breaking Through with Georgianne.
And they can also find you on MySpace, correct?
Yes. I'm on MySpace, and same Georgianne, but with a K on the end of it. Georgianne K is where I am at MySpace.
And that's another place
to find me at georgianne.com because you can link right into me at MySpace there, too, and I can keep everyone abreast of who's coming up.
And they need to sign up for your newsletter as well when they
yes.
go to the website.
Yes. We've got a lot of fun people coming.
Yes. Most definitely you do.
Well, thank you. I didn't expect to do that. I just wanted to say hello and see what was...
Well, you were a guest on my show one time, so you're always welcome to come on and plug.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Wonderful.
That was interesting. She's up late.
How fun. I know. This is really late for her. It's 1 o'clock where she's living. So.
Yes. Most definitely.
Yes. Thank you, Jen. This has been really fun.
Yes, it definitely is. The time has flown.
It has. I can't believe the hour's up already.
Yes, most definitely.
Well, hopefully we've helped, and I've learned a lot as well. So this has been really, really great.
And you did awesome.
Oh, thank
I hope you will come back again.
I would love to.
Excellent.
I would love to. Now that we found out we're solar sisters.
Yes, we are. Most definitely.
Yes.
And I just want to thank you very much again, and I also want to let the listeners know that next week we have another psychic coming on. Divine Dimension is coming on. Pam does aura readings, and she will be on explaining the energy fields and the colors within them. Another one that I would like to point out is in a few weeks, the first week of December, I am very lucky and very blessed to have Ted Andrews, who wrote Animal Speaks, which is like the Bible for me. I open that book quite often. Anyway, he's going to be on, but it is a pre-recorded show because of his schedule. So I want to give you, the audience, a chance to still ask your questions. So I'm going to ask you if you have any questions you'd like to ask Ted Andrews about animal signs, animal communication, any animals you have, you know, around you quite often, please email me your questions at jen@jenniferhellman.com. If you could put air animal reading or something in there so I know it is for Ted Andrews, I would really appreciate it. I also want to remind you that you can get private readings from this lovely guest of mine at readings@renee@.com. And I am Jennifer Hellman. I want to thank you for listening and your wonderful feedback. I do appreciate your presence. Also, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspiration. Until next week, I thank you, many blessings, and have a great week. Thank you.